Good Monday morning. This episode of the Everything is Marketing podcast is brought to you by the MLive Media Group online at mlivemediagroup.com. That is where you can get every single one of the podcasts, as well as up to the second stories and articles about what's happening in the world of digital marketing online, mlivemediagroup.com. And without further ado, it's the Everything is Marketing podcast.
Marketers ruin everything.
Welcome to the Everything is Marketing podcast.
What I don't want to do is to pretend this is show number one.
What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things.
Episode 43 of the Everything is Marketing podcast. Lots of stuff going on last night. The Walking Dead season finale, WrestleMania 31 was happening, and then, of course, you had the iHeartRadio Music Awards going on as well. So busy stuff happening in the Twitcher sphere, which is where I spent most of my time. Lots of stuff going on Facebook. As far as marketing goes, it was a busy weekend for The Rock. Furious 7 is coming out this weekend, so he was doing a lot of press. He was on SNL and then made his way to WrestleMania on Sunday, where he made an appearance with Ronda Rousey in the middle of the ring to, of course, pimp the movie because both of them are in it. So a lot of fun promotions going on for that movie. If you're a fan of that series, you're excited to see that come out this weekend, and fun to see that sort of marketing rolling out across the platforms. What's not so fun is if you were like me and for the first time wanted to try the WWE Network, which had a lot of problems last night. And if you're not a wrestling fan, this probably means nothing to you. But if you're even a casual wrestling fan and you wanted to plop down the $9 to check out the network on the weekend of WrestleMania, here is what you found. A lot of glitchiness, a lot of skipping ahead. And if you're watching, obviously, any sort of match, boxing, MMA, or even professional wrestling, which has a predetermined end, when the stream is skipping to the end of what happens, you miss all the lead up, and then some of the stuff gets ruined for you. So if you're a guy of a certain age, let's say, I don't know, my age, and you were a huge fan of wrestling in the 90s, and maybe not so much right now, but you just figured you'd check it out because Sting, who'd never wrestled in the WWE, was in WrestleMania last night, and you miss some of the good parts because the stream is skipping around, that's a terrible experience. So as these apps are rolling out, and especially on nights when you've got a lot of people trying to check it out, right? A lot of people tuned in to WrestleMania because if you bought it on DirecTV, it was $69 or $72. I don't actually know because I didn't look. I got the app instead for $9 a month. And if you get the app for $9 a month and it doesn't work, is it really even worth the $10? That's obviously the debate. So they still have some work to do because I had heard last year from a number of people that checked it out that the stream was awesome because that was, of course, my concern. Oh, well, that's going to be a big time where people adapt to the platform and check it out. Can it handle it? And if it can't handle it, what does that product look like? Oh, no, it was awesome. I had no problems whatsoever. And then, of course, there were lots of problems whatsoever, especially last night when you're dealing with the Sting match in particular and then Brock Lesnar. The finale had a lot of problems as lots of people clearly tuned in after the Walking Dead finale to check out the end of WrestleMania. Speaking of the Walking Dead finale, some really, really weird tie-ins, but the worst tie-in, I think, from last night was clearly Chevy, who looked like they were doing a focus group where they had a group of, I don't know, it looked like five people in a room, and they attempted to attack those five people in a room with a zombie, but whatever was on the screen that Chevy was putting out was so interesting they didn't even notice the zombies, and we have to wait for April Fool's Day, my least favorite marketing day of the year, to see what it is that they have up their sleeve. You got to be careful, and I say this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I'm actually teaching this chapter tonight in my mass communication class, which is advertising and how content. You've got to be careful when you're doing sponsored content or trying to merge the gap between what's happening on the TV and what's happening in your commercial. You got to make sure it connects. And I think one of the better examples was Twinkie trying to connect to the Apple Watch, and it was a terrible, terrible Twitter campaign. And you know, it's clearly somebody at that firm or at that brand trying to connect with what's going on, which is good. You just have to make sure it actually connects. And I think the Chevy commercial from last night did no such thing. It didn't connect. Speaking of the Apple Watch, some news if you're one of the edition buyers, you're going to plop down the $10,000 to get yourself an Apple Watch. Well, good news. You won't have to wait in line. They're going to let you skip all of the lines, and you will have a private area where you can try the watches on and check it out. They will, however, only let you check out two watches at a time to cut down on theft, I would imagine. But a interesting experience, especially when you look at the square footage per retail. So Apple stores make the most amount of money per square foot in a retail location. This $10,000 watch play is obviously going to increase that, although the dressing rooms are going to cut back a little bit on the square footage and how much money they make in the square footage, because if you're selling the $10,000 watch in only one dressing room in the rest of the store, you know, math dictates that. That said, by store, by square foot, by average, they're obviously still going to stay at the top of the heap. And interesting to see if they can run a single store that does two different things. Provides peripherals for people who want to just buy peripherals. So the everyman that wants to come in and buy the iPhone or an iPod or an iPad, that's still going to happen in Apple stores. And then in the same store, they're going to attempt to sell you high-level $10,000 watches that have private dressing rooms. It will be interesting to see if these two things can coexist in a universe in one store at one time. And one more thought about Meerkat and Periscope. You've seen a lot of, well, maybe you've seen, I've seen a lot of articles and a lot of discussion about which one is better, which one is winning, so forth and so on. And to me personally, I think they both have things that work and they both have things that are terrible. I said it the first day that I was playing around with it, and most of that still holds true. I hate the hearts on Periscope. And I hate it because over the weekend, I saw a street fight that people were hearting to make sure that the stream rolled up to the top so you could see two people fight in the street, which I think is a terrible use of the platform. I also saw porn starting to pop up on Periscope. So if you hit the heart number 1,000 times on this particular stream, they were good. I don't even know what they were going to do. But you know, if you look in Periscope, you'll see streams that are coming up. And this was one that said, if I get 1,000 things, nudity will happen. Those sorts of things are going to ruin that app, especially the curated, like the giant slides that show up in Periscope, because both of those were giant slides. So the porn slide and the street fight were the curated things that the app wanted me to watch. What does that say about me? I have no idea. What it does say about the app is that it needs a lot of work and curation, because that's not the sort of thing you want to curate to the top of your list. The other thing I don't necessarily like about it is it's not too stable. And I know they're working on the Twitter integration and making it better. And they need to obviously work on keeping the app open, because I haven't been able to actually get through an entire stream without it being interrupted by something else on my phone. So anytime something else dings on my phone, I get a Twitter alert, a text message, an email, anything like that. It bounces me from the app, which I can't be the only one having that problem. That said, I still think it's the cleaner of the two. It's just got a lot of issues. And the gamification, the heart, that thing has to go. Because as frustrating as it is on Meerkat not to actually know how you get a score, it's more frustrating to watch people game the system to put terrible content in my feed that I don't want to watch at all. Those two things need to change. And one more thing before we bounce for a Monday, and I hope you're having an awesome Monday, is the statistics. I've seen a couple of charts floating around showing that clearly Periscope is the winner because clearly Periscope has more tweets about it. Here's the problem with that chart. The problem with that chart is that every time you do a broadcast, you could send out a tweet. And that chart in particular spotlights the couple days that Periscope started. So all of us who were early adapters to Meerkat are porting over to Periscope to do a number of broadcasts to see how the app is working. And obviously, tweeting out about those broadcasts. So the artificial inflation of those first couple days is something that you need to keep an eye on and then watch as it kind of mellows out. That's not to say that Periscope won't be the one to win, but it certainly stands to reason that if you use both of these about equally, you'll notice that there are just as many things that work with Periscope that work with Meerkat. And it really depends on what are your app things that you have to have. Does it need to be a clean interface? If so, Periscope. Does it need to be something where you know it's going to be stable the whole time? Well, right now I would say Meerkat is winning that one. So play around with both of them and see which one is going to win. Have an awesome Monday. If you've got any questions, get at me on Twitter at PolymathandVine or hit me up at themlivemediagroup.com. Have a great Monday. We will talk tomorrow.